The district serves tens of thousands of breakfasts and lunches each week of school while trying to make sure no one gets food which might be dangerous for them because of allergies. It's becoming more complicated with the arrival of so many immigrants like the refugees from Puerto Rico and families from countries with minimal health structure and likely limited awareness of allergies. The school board is looking at establishing a 14-page food allergies policy. School Superintendent Kreiner Cash says it's more than a little complicated.
I don't want to restrict things like breakfast in the classroom, anyway. But we also know that there's highly variable ways that food can get into the classroom through incentives, through birthday parties, through child of the week. We want to, you know, somebody comes in and has a holiday and cultural celebrations of all the cultures.
The entire protection system relies on parents watching their children and getting their doctor to write a letter to the school system and have that information put into the health file in a school. The district operates many allergies tables in buildings with signs saying what they are and using special cleaning procedures. The schools also rely on kids not trading food and leaving a kid allergic to peanuts with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. District PB&J sandwiches are tightly controlled. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.